Regenerative agriculture is one way to make a farm more resilient. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. With the advent of incentives to adopt regenerative ag practices, farmers have a little more control over their income. Rob Myers heads the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri.
We're very interested in looking for ways to build soil health and finding ways to add diversity to the plants we're growing on a farm through cover crops, buffer strips, agroforestry where appropriate, diverse pastures. And we're seeing more funds available to help these farmers do this, whether it's through NRCS programs, state-level programs, or the private sector.
Meyer says that last option, the private sector, is a fairly new player in the ag game.
We see over a dozen major companies offering incentives to farmers in one way or another to do regenerative practices. Some of those companies are offering those incentives across multiple states. And I think there's real opportunities to stack together some of these conservation practices and get even bigger benefits by doing that on our fields and farms.
Meyer says his center offers multiple information resources on regenerative ag. You can learn more online at cra.missouri.edu or visit the show info page at northshoreproductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.